A bipartisan study shows that most voters in the West could be at odds with Congress on public lands policy. Amy Haddon Marsh reports.
Democratic and Republican voters in the West are more conservation-minded this year than they were in 2016. The 7th Annual Conservation in the West survey, a part of Colorado College's State of the Rockies project, polled 2,800 registered voters across 7 Western states and released findings on Tuesday. In a press call, Montana Governor Steve Bullock joined Dr. Walt Hecox of Colorado College and two pollsters from national Democratic and Republican opinion research firms that conducted the survey to discuss results. Among other questions, voters were reminded of the president's campaign comment of following in the footsteps of President Theodore Roosevelt, who set aside millions of acres in the West for public lands. Voters were also asked what the Trump administration should emphasize in terms of public lands policy. 68% said they'd prefer protecting air, water, and wildlife, and providing recreation opportunities, said Dave Metz of the Democratic opinion research firm.
Even in Wyoming, where it's a little bit more of a divided view, by a 10-point margin, Wyoming voters still say that they would prefer that these lands be managed to protect air, water, wildlife habitat, and recreational opportunities.
22% would like to see an emphasis on making more public lands available for drilling and mining.
The public thinks that we need to strike a balance and that right now the balance is probably well enough struck without needing to expand into new areas for drilling. And we also see that when we look at those with the strongest feelings, the proportion who think that there should be strict limits on drilling on public lands at 35% is 4 times the proportion who think they should generally be open for drilling.
An overview of results shows that 94% support improving infrastructure in national parks, 82% favor improving access to public lands for hunters, anglers, and hikers, 79% want to promote the outdoor economy. 80% support allowing more wind and solar energy production on public lands, and results from 6 of the 7 states also indicated that renewable energy jobs were more desirable than technology or healthcare businesses. Despite Congress's efforts to remove the policy, 81% of voters are in favor of the BLM's methane rule, which requires oil and gas producers on public lands to use updated equipment to prevent methane leaks. Republican pollster Lori Weigel talked about designation of national monuments over the last decade.
The overwhelming majority in every state, in Utah, where there's been more attention to this issue, telling us that they definitely should be kept in place. In none of these states do we have a majority indicating that they want those removed, fewer than 1 in 3.
Despite the uptick in conservation values among voters in the West, it remains unclear if the current administration is listening. A bill has been introduced in the House to sell off over 3 million acres of certain BLM lands. And earlier this year, Congress, including Republican Congressman Scott Tipton of Colorado's 3rd District, voted to devalue public lands when it comes to transfer or sale. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
You can find survey results at stateoftherockies.org.